All right, this is Donnie King at Fifth Quarter Show. I'm here with Quentin Bainbridge with Wellington Napoleon, and I guess Lexington slipped past you tonight.
Oh, they're a good football team. You know, we were down 14-28 at half. Had a chance to cut it to 7 in the first half, and we're driving pretty good and got hit with the penalty bug pretty bad. Ended up just kind of, getting a little slow there and kind of changing possessions there at the end. But the second half, they came out and they did what they did. They got a great running game behind a really, really physical line, and we did some great things offensively. I don't have a lot of stats in front of me, but I would say we were well over 400 yards offense, did some awesome things, and just had two men of penalties. I mean, we really got hit hard with penalties, and to Lexington, they did not. I mean, they played very disciplined football, and they got the better of us today.
That's pretty uncommon for your boys. You've had some pretty outstanding outings in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, we've had some good moments, you know. And like tonight, it's like any game. Even when you lose, it wasn't that we played bad the whole game. We just had too many mistakes to beat a team of Lexington. And I mean, that's really the final note on it is you can't beat a good team with a lot of mistakes. And we did that tonight. So and like I said, to credit to them, they did not. You know, they played very sound. They did what they do, and we had a hard time stopping them.
Lexington seems to be always ready to play. That is a fact.
They got a great tradition over there, and I think it's kind of getting revisited right now.
Do you have any offensive players that stood out in your mind tonight?
Oh, we had a lot of guys that did real good things offensively. Yeah, their defensive front was awesome. I mean, they really were. They were bringing some blitzes and doing a lot of things up front, and our offensive line, for the most part, did a great job all night. I mean, they got leaked through a couple times, but you know, it's I would say in the grand scheme of things, and the 70 plays we ran, 68 of those plays, they did exactly what they were supposed to do, and really contained them up front and allowed us to do some things. But there's a lot of guys that had that moment tonight in a game that's this high scoring, but it's just too many to name, really.
Well, we need to give credit where credit due is. That offensive line, I know Lexington can lean on you physically.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yes, they did good. They did good. Our center, Brock Beckmeyer, our two guards, Luke Schauberg, and back then, our two tackles are young kids, Stone Willoughby and Matt Block. They did a great job for us up front, and our skill guys did well. I mean, what they could do when they were given time. I mean, like I said, there was a lot of great moments. It just the inconsistency and the penalties and things like that. It's just those are things that go home and frustrate you. You know, even our kids are frustrated because they know. You know, it's we're a lot of kids that played last year, even though we're still pretty young. We were real young last year, and they're starting to get it. It's starting to come together, we're just going to continue to get better, you know, and that's the thing about it is we did a lot of things this week we did not do last week, and so we're heading the right direction. We just we got a tough schedule, so whenever you don't come out and put a perfect game together, teams like Lexington will jump up and bite you.
So how hard is it going to be this week to refocus after the mistakes of tonight's game and the loss?
Well, our schedule doesn't get any easier, so it's not going to be too hard. We got Crestridge, who they won our conference last year. They made it deep run in the playoffs, and they only had one loss last year. They got a lot of talent returning. I mean, they are, until somebody knocks them down, the team to beat. So we got no rest for the weary right now. We got to go back to work hard on Monday because, our schedule doesn't get any easier here over Wellington.
Do you have any defensive standouts you want to mention?
Oh, our defense kind of struggled. I mean, that's one thing. We're gonna have to go back to the chalkboard a little bit and talk a little bit because we really struggled defensively at times, and that's really where the most of our penalties were. You know, we had a lot of defensive penalties whenever we were doing things right. That really just killed us. But I don't know. We're gonna go back to work and we're gonna get better next week.
Any injuries we need to know about this week?
No, we don't have anybody hurt. We're as can be.
Do you have a scouting report on Crestridge yet?
Oh, I know they're really good. That's the only scouting report I need. We got as much respect for them as we do any team we play all year. So we're gonna have to show up, have a good game plan on offense and defense if we're gonna give ourselves a chance at those guys.
Okay. Anything else we need to know about your team this week?
No. Like I said, there's a lot of positives and a lot of negatives, you know, and there always is in the game of football. And, we're going to make sure we point out all the positives, and then we just work to fix the negatives. So we got a week to get better, and that's what we're going to do.
All right, Coach. Well, good luck against Crestwich next week, and I hope we hear from you next Friday.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.